Kim Simak of Eagle River says she is filing paperwork for an exploratory committee to recall Senator Jim Holprin, one of the Senate Democrats who stalled the budget repair bill by fleeing across state lines.
You know, it can't always go his way. For the last 8 years, our legislators from the other side of the spectrum had to sit while many things were just railroaded through. The ball has come to the other side of the court. They simply can't just get up and leave like a bunch of children.
Simak says volunteers will go door-to-door gathering the signatures needed to put Holprin on the ballot. When reached in Illinois, Senator Holprin said the anger being displayed by both sides is a sign of failed leadership by the governor.
Practically every senator, Republican or Democrat, who's eligible to be recalled, apparently is the subject of a recall effort, really indicates how divisive this governor has been.
Senator Holprin and Kim Simak say they disagree on a fundamental issue, whether collective bargaining rights for public workers are so basic that they should never be threatened.
The right to collectively bargain for public workers has been on the statute books for 40 years in Wisconsin. I believe it is a right that should not be taken away.
I don't think that there's any human right to collectively bargain. I mean, we are all Americans here. I think unions had their place years ago.
Kim Simak is also the founder of the Tea Party group, the Northwoods Patriots. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.